Channel One Over, and a continuation of this visit with Miss Bessie, this long, fine, one of the very finest visits with Miss Bessie late Monday evening on her porch, the 12th of May, 1969. Are we still talking about Miss Daisy's quarters, where all those people stay over there?
You're going to school this summer.
This summer?
You're going to Head Start.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's old enough.
Well, what do you know?
He's going on six.
Now, he ought to learn, oughtn't he?
Yes, he do. He got plenty of sense.
Now, them others, you think they're learning much?
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
What do you think?
Them others over there, you think they're learning much?
Well, they are, in a way. But the children got more play in the head than anything else.
Is that right? Miss Daisy don't think they're learning much, does she?
No. What up, Wes?
Up there, Cal. He's up there with us.
Oh.
Now, what was the trouble? She couldn't ever get up there.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes she'd be gone working. See, she go to work and she don't come home about 4 o'clock in the evening, something like that.
Yeah.
And then when she come in, she says she'd be tired.
Yeah. Well, how many dogs have you got here in the neighborhood now, Bessie?
Two down there.
Yeah. Hey.
And
they got two.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarge.
Yes, and then a little black and nanny.
Yeah.
And then that little, just got that other little dog.
This new one.
They.
Well, they, those children then don't have dogs so bad, do they?
No.
Well, how come?
I don't know.
There for a while they had them old no-count dogs.
Yeah, but he carried them off.
Yeah.
And got rid of them.
Yeah.
And so he... The children, they had no dogs. Till that Doris brought that little dog here. Her madam gave her that dog.
Mm-hmm.
Once the children's daddy gave him this little dog up the cookbook.
Oh, this last one?
Mm-mm. The other. Little puppy.
Oh, yeah.
He brought it down here. Last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. The one that got off?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see. I'm over at Ruby's now. Do you ever hear?
Yeah, they're getting all right. Oh, yeah, buddy said they had some crowds.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Some, most every night last week. They had a big part of the whole dining room, the both dining room full.
Yeah.
And they said they had good nights over there, he do. But you see, by not opening up in the day. You see, they used to open up all the time. They used to, you know, run the place in the 10 o'clock in the morning and that to 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
But them hours was too long.
Too long.
Entirely too long.
So now the cooks get there around 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Get off at 11.
Yeah.
Well, that's long enough.
Yes, that is long enough. In my style.
Because sometimes they get crazy.
Well, just ordinary talk here. I don't like it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you don't drink, and so you don't associate with those that do drink.
No, I don't.
You see?
No. I like to talk
most
to
them. Most people love to drink. Especially.
Yeah, a lot of them. Well, anyhow,
that's how I don't get over there. very pretty. None of the stores, the churches, I don't even know about the private houses. It's up to that.
Well, he rebuilt it, and so he, you know, he ain't got no windows in it, you know.
Yeah.
Ain't no windows in there. They use a skylight.
Yeah.
He got you been in the big dining room down below? Way back.
I don't know, Bessie.
They got barrel chairs, you know.
Oh.
He got these kegs that you make put to bring beer in, you know.
Yeah.
He had all those chairs, had all those things made out of chairs. And they got some kind of cushion, like a wool or something in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get on the top, they got a white top lining on the top.
Yeah.
It's very pretty. I see Florence got some over there. Did you see them?
I think I saw one over there.
She got three or four back there on the porch.
Oh. I haven't been over there in a long time. That's a pretty place over there. It really is.
And when the sun's sitting, and Florence had it on that back porch.
Yeah.
The prettiest thing you ever saw.
Yeah. Well, that's where Florence lives.
Oh, it's the most beautiful place you ever. Just look like you're looking at the, what they call the skyland.
Mm-hmm. Land of the sky.
He'd be outdoors. I'd call him. He'd take off and go all the way down to Buddy's. Just like I hadn't said a word to him. And he'd come in around 12 o'clock. I got to get up and open the door for him now when he come in.
Mm. He's a privileged character. Bessie, you've really been improving around your place here. You got that old tree out?
Yes, sir. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, I got that old tree out. And if I can get them old stumps there out of the way. Somebody told me to set them on fire, but I'm afraid to set them on fire.
It's too close to the house.
Yes, too close to the house. Yeah. And Wesley said he'd come over here one Saturday and pull them up. Put the tractor there to them and pull them up. They ain't so hard to come up.
Yeah.
I want to get them out the way.
Yeah. Now, how did you get these stumps? How did you get them pulled out there? Yeah.
Put the tractor to them.
Yeah.
And they put the tractor and hitched the tractor to it with a big chain.
Yeah.
And they pulled it. They tried to go down that road. I told them not to go down that road because too narrow.
Yeah.
I told him to go down this way, go through the yard there.
Yeah.
Open that fence down there and then go right on through. So that's what they done. And when they pulled them, they just turned over like this. Just rolled.
Just rolled.
Yes, sir.
Well, how'd you get them around your garage there?
There's plenty of room there.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, that tree standing out there is away from it. And they just went right on down there.
Yeah.
Pulled it down and threw it. They fell over down there. Just like somebody falling.
Took it on, clear on down the hill?
Yes, sir.
You had to clear out of the way, out of sight.
Yeah.
Who done that for you?
Bunnett and Gene.
Yeah.
And Pedro.
Mm-hmm. Was that old tractor?
Whose tractor?
Whose tractor was it?
They had their tractor.
That old tractor?
Jean got one and Burnett got one.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
They
put them both together.
Oh.
And pulled it off.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't hard after they got started.
Yeah. And you kind of got the hang of it.
Yeah. when they took that old tractor to come down, he'd had to go.
Yeah. But now that cost you money, Miss Bessie.
I know it cost me money.
Yeah.
The tree cost $75, and the day part of it cost $35.
Is that right?
Well, thanks to the Lord, I got it out the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's over $100, Miss Bessie.
Well, I told him, what you going
to
do?
To get that old no-count tree out of the yard.
Now, what are you going to do? I couldn't let them stay there. Couldn't let the old tree stay in the yard.
No.
I couldn't see nothing. See, the root was joined up this way.
Yeah.
I couldn't see back over there, nothing. Yes, what? They charge you for moving trees.
Yeah.
They certainly do.
But the boys with the saws, they're the ones that helps you the most.
We had the boys. They're light line.
Yeah.
I mean, they, you know, to keep the trees off the line.
Yeah. And they charge you $75.
That's right. Saw that tree.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a lot of wood on that tree.
You still got the wood.
Yeah, I say there's a lot of wood on that tree.
Yeah.
A lot of it. And it had the place all blocked. Even had the road down there going down there, all blocked. The limbs was all in the road.
Yeah. Well, you still got the wood, haven't you? They cut it up so you can use it.
Yes, sir.
All you gotta do is.
My buddy sold some of it. I told him just too much, just sell it.
Oh,
get rid of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just get rid of it. That over there, he sold that part of that old tree.
Yeah.
Part of that. Almost you see the logs.
Yeah. It's just too much.
Yeah, because it's too much to be bothered with.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more limb on that tree, and if it falls, it'll. I don't know what way it's going for.
One good thing about this tree, it fell the right way.
Yeah.
So it had him.
This tree was heavy. You see, it was overloaded with moss.
Yeah.
And then it leant that way, you see.
Yeah.
I was standing in the kitchen window when it went over.
And you seen it?
Yeah, I seen when it fell. Miss Daisy come out on the porch.
Yeah.
To do something. I don't know what she did. She come out there to do. But anyway, she see the tree come. She thought it was coming in the house.
Oh, I don't.
Then she run. She run back in the house. I said, oh, you, if I fell in the house, well, you would have been safe.
Yeah. She got out there just in time to.
Yeah, to see it coming. Yeah, so just to see it coming.
Well, that is exciting time. And now you got this fine fence up, Miss Bessie. That's going to be good. You're going to enjoy that.
Yes, sir.
That's going to help you. It's going to keep all these dogs out.
That's right.
Keep a lot of two-legged animals out, too, won't it?
Yeah.
Keep some two-legged animals
yeah,
out.
Yeah, sure
too.
Will. Now, I can see. Anybody come in here? Around, I can see all around. Sometimes I get up through the night and go in the back and look out the window back there, see to see anything wrong. And all the front I can see all around here.
Yeah.
See everywhere. Well, why I put that light there, Mr. Miles? It was so dark over here. It was so dark.
Yeah.
And if you be coming in and out, going out or coming in, somebody would be standing there knocking in the head, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
You couldn't see. You couldn't see a thing.
Well, that's what I take these things around for.
Yeah, well, you see, I can't be handling them all the time because they're going out. I put that light up there and say, don't go out unless I don't pay my light bill.
Yeah.
I don't see the light bill any goes out.
Any go? Yes. Well, now this, I put these three batteries in there, and that'll last a couple of months.
Yeah, I know. I had one like that, and I sent down to Fred Woods, and he couldn't fix it, so I just...
So you got this big light then?
Yeah.
Well, I could have fixed you. You could have had this one, Miss Bessie. If that goes off, you just let it stay off, and I'll keep you supplied with these.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't going out unless I can't pay the light bill, I say.
Well, just get behind, let them put it up. But I'll bring you some of these down here. Yes, sir. But I'll tell you, I just soon have that as one of them old naked bulbs that they keep out down there. That just blinds everybody the way they do it.
Yes.
If they put a shield or something on it.
It will protect it.
To keep it from shining your eyes.
Well, I know, but you see, when that old light like that, it makes those camouflage dirty house or so.
Yeah.
Ooh, it make webs, you know.
Yeah.
Why, sure, it just be full of webs.
Yeah.
When them camouflage gets on it.
And every time you open the door, they go in.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know why they... But, buddy, I told him to cut the top off that tree there. And this light shined all the way down to his house.
Mm-hmm.
It's shining on it now, but you know what I mean, not bright. But if he cut that top off that tree, it would shine all the way down there real bright.
That's bright enough.
Where, down there?
I think so. Bright enough for me.
Well, maybe so, but I told you to cut that off and make it brighter.
You got your fence up, and your tree moved, your back porch fixed up.
Yeah.
Golly.
Right.
And your well.
Yeah, that pump cost something, too.
Yeah.
Cost $200. Get it fixed.
Good Lord.
That's what the man charged. Labor and new pieces and everything and the jet pump and tank.
Yeah.
He put the tank on there.
The old one just clairvoyed, didn't it?
He put it on, and after he got it on and turned the water just flew. Broke at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So then he had to go all the way over there to Williston to get a tank.
Yeah.
And put it on his... He sent another man back here with it.
But he really fixed you up.
Yes, yeah, so he sure fixed it.
And you didn't have to put up with old...
Emmett.
Emmett.
I was 3 months without water. Hadn't been from his days right there. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah. But you had to go down there and get it.
Yeah, but it wasn't far. You see, the fence was down, and I could go right through.
Yeah.
Right through this way, you see. It wasn't far to walk.
Yeah. And how'd you run across this man over there, Bessie? This well man over at Williston?
Oh, well, he's a gas man. You see, the same man we get the gas from. You see...
Yeah.
I asked the first fellow was on it.
That was that nice fella.
Yes. I asked him, did he know anybody that could fix well, you know? And he said, yes. He said, my boss man is a well man. I said, yes. I said, I've been here all this time and didn't know it. And he said, well, he sure can fix it. I say, well, you tell him to come over here. It's Monday. He said he wanted to tell him Thursday, but I said, no, you wait to tell him come Monday because that'll be during the week, you see. Because at the end of the week, you know, a lot of times people have something else to do. And so he told him come Monday. He come Monday, like I say. They come running and looked at the well and everything, and he went on back and brought his men and brought everything with him
mm-hmm.
to fix it.
Yeah.
And he wasn't but no more than half a day. No more than half a day.
And he had to put it all new.
Yeah.
The
rod, you know, had rusted.
Yeah.
So badly, you know. And he put all new things in there.
Hmm.
Because them rods had been in it well. Ever since Uncle Butler stayed there.
Yeah. Back on Uncle Butler's time. And he died in 45.
Yeah. Well, them rods was in there. He had a man. Named Whitaker.
Mm-hmm.
Dug it and put those things in that well. And that was about, I guess, in about 75 years.
Mm. Goodness, Miss Bessie. Now this
one down the hill there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that right there at the house, you know, he didn't just run it all the time.
No.
I think he'd just keep right on. Wouldn't bother you at all. Oh, it might need a little adjusting there. Right? Yes, so that's a lot of improving going on here. All the same season, Miss Bessie. Goodness, it all come the same time.
Why, it sure did. It's about the same when it rains, it pours.
Hmm.
Yes, I say when it rains, it pours.
Hmm.
Well, I'll soon be straight now, so I can pay you for my bills.
Yeah, it's all right about that.
Yeah, well.
Just so you get the other bills paid. That's the important thing.
I know, I won't be too long paying them now. How about three? Almost.
You about caught up with them?
Well, pretty good. Then you see, after the storm blew the fence all down and everything, I had to get that wire.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that? Winds?
I got it from Wilson. It was $20 for that wire, a roll of wire. It was made in, wasn't Germany, Belgium, I think it was.
Oh?
Because it had the name on it, mm-hmm. That's where it was made at.
Mm-hmm. You just been keeping these merchants in business, Bessie. You just been keeping these people in business.
Well, I couldn't help it.
Well, I heard from Granddaddy. Is he doing all right?
Yes, he's doing all right, Miss. Daisy, you heard from last week, but you heard the week before last. He's doing all right. I guess he'd be home now pretty soon. Because he's about done pay for his home.
What?
Yeah, he's about through with it.
Well, I thought it was going to take him a long time, Bessie.
Miss Davis says she got something at the post office return of some money that he must have had and paid too much, you see. They got theirs all paid for, but that's been two months ago, I think. He said he had it all paid for about $200. And Ben paid more. Bill Budden paid $50, and I think Ben paid $75.
A month?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's I think he'd be 75.
Yeah.
But he'd be 75 on account he wanted to get through with it.
Yeah.
Mm. James and them paid 50.
Yeah. And now they about Sue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Well, they won't be so pushed all the time, will they?
No. Week after week.
Insurance?
That's right.
Something all the time.
About insurance.
What are you saying?
I don't say anything about insurance at all. Eating cancer.
Huh?
The eating cancer.
Yes. Yeah, just eat you up.
Yeah. Just the eating cancer.
Every time you get a little money, there you got a place to put it.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Meyer, I want you to, you know, the cancer, it's a star, you know. Did you know it?
No.
I'm going to let you see the book. I got the book in there. It's got, and it, the man said you must look at it right at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the evening, see?
Yeah.
The cancer star. And the crab, it rises too. And then the bull, it comes up. They all come up around 9 o'clock, what you see? In the evening, it comes up around like whatever month it is, you see. And that star comes up, rises in the evening. And it, so you can tell it from any other star there. But you have to look at a dark night, you see, when the moon ain't shining.
Yeah.
And you can see it plain. And it's one there, if you're born under the angel sign, you see, the star shining, easy. It just is bright. It is so brilliant to look like it'll hurt your eyes to look at it, he said.
Mm.
Now there's a bull, there's this angel, there's a crab, and there's a that worm, so what you call it now?
Fish.
Huh?
Fish?
Ain't no fish. It's something like a thousand legs. It's about that long.
Crab.
Not the crab. It's another worm. They call it a... But anyway, it's about that long.
Mm-hmm.
Its tail about that long, you see?
Yeah.
And its body, you see, is long. Mm-hmm. But the crab is a short, you know?
Yeah.
But this one is a long one, you see. But when it come, I want us to get out and look for it.
Yes, I'd like to see them too.
See.
It would be.
And you see the star? Is anybody born on the bull sign? That you see the star with like that, like a head.
Yeah.
I got the little book in there. It come from.
And tells you where to look.
Yeah. I never paid no attention to it. I haven't had the book, I guess, about 2-3 years. And I never paid no attention to it because I always kept a receipt or something in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And had it tied up in a box.
Yeah.
But the other day I pulled it out and was looking at it.
Yeah.
And I read these things with these different signs.
Yeah.
And I want to see them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see them?
Yes.
All right, we'll see them.
All right.
Now I'm going to see who, I don't know what sign is on this month, but you got to look at dark night.
Yeah.
So you can see them.
Yeah.
The moonshine night, you can't see them.
Yes, I'd like to see them.
I would too.
If we can find them. I think we can.
Well, you can find them because he tells you.
They rise at 9 o'clock. They don't come up till 9.
Yeah.
And then you look in the east, you see, fall.
Yeah.
That's where they could come in the east.
Yeah, we got out here in the road and...
Yes, you can see. You got to get a clear place. You know where you can look. Good, you see.
Go up here on the corner here at that rise.
Yeah. Well, I want to see it. I never paid any attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So here last week that I saw that, and I said, well, I'm going to see those stars. I want to see all of them.
Yeah.
Because I was born under the bull sign.
Yeah.
No, the lion. I was born the lion sign.
Lion.
Well, they say you can see them just as plain as day.
What would you say has been your main business in life?
I don't mean cooking, but I mean, you know, the way you work with people. You always boss them?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, I never bought a job in my life.
Well, you boss them all around here.
Huh?
You boss them all around here.
Bought jobs?
Boss them.
Oh, boss them. Oh, you say bought, I thought you said bought. No. Let me see, I don't know. My main thing that I've... I can't place the thing, this is my main thing. Just now.
You just boss people around, that's all.
Boss them?
Uh-huh. You always done that?
No, I don't know. I ain't boss nobody. Who are boss?
Oh, everybody you talk to. You just boss them around. You stood over there yesterday, Saturday, and Mr. Daisy's down there. You said, now how'd you say that, Betsy? He said, "Not. I can't go like it. Now what's this here?
Yeah.
Now what's this here plan? You know?" And she just had to answer you, you know.
But that is a pretty flower, though.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is pretty. It's the prettiest. It's something like a sweet pea. But it ain't a sweet pea. And she didn't know, she called the name of it. Because she got it from...
Miss Anna.
Miss Lewis.
Oh.
It's bought from Miss Lewis.
Now, did you boss them over there at
Rogers?
Yeah.
You know... When I went over there, Mr. Roger had these little kitchen lights, like in our kitchen there. There's white shades, you know, like that. And they was all in the kitchen. And I said, Mr. Roger, I ain't never seen nobody have these kind of lights in the kitchen. I said, I ain't never seen nobody no light like this in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He said, what kind of lights you have? I said, we always have these rod lights, you know. I said, they're bright. They're white, you know. White lights. But not these lights what you got in here. I said, blind everybody. And they would, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he changed it.
Yeah.
He got put one over the stove, and one back there next to the door, and one in the center. And I used to tell him, I said, different things about, I said, about cooking, I said, and things, I never seen anybody cook like this. I said, I can't cook it. I said, I can't. And I couldn't. The way they cook over there, I couldn't do it. I made salads. And I made the salads and made dessert, pies, pudding, and all things like that. But the way they cooked over there, they cook regular old farmer country cooking. You know? That's right, real old farmer's cooking.
Yeah.
Take beans and collards and stuff like that and put it on the stove and boil it. I said, see, I'm not used to cooking that because I'm used to cooking fancy cooking, you know? Because all the place I work, it's mostly theatrical people like that be in those places, you know. And you had to have fine things for people like that, you know. And such things as like frog legs and... Now, I seen them cook frog legs over there and they'd come over just like that. But, you know, I said, I always pin my frog legs together, put a pin in them, and then put them in the pan and saute them down in butter. And then after they're brown, I take wine and put in there and let them, that wine go all through them. You see, well, you cooking for that guest, a fine guest, because they want the best of cooking that's going on. And so that's what, so those frog legs, if I cook them, you could eat them too.
I mean,
you could eat them. Salt them down in butter, wine, and then take them up and put them on a plate, put it on toast, and pour that little juice on them, and put your vegetables on your plate and everything's like that. And I said, I'm used to fixing things different from this. I couldn't cook over there. I couldn't do that cooking. Because they cook too common. They cook common cooking. And I wasn't used to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not used to that. I'm used to cooking fancy things. Well, I cooked for Miss Vanderbilt yet, not only. I was up there one summer, up to Asheville. I stayed up there with a lady, and so her cook got sick, and she wanted somebody to cook. So this lady told her, well, I think Bessie might could cook for you, so, you know, and then you had to handle things that you couldn't just do anyway there. Miss George Vanderbilt. You see, her husband died. And she's named Edith. And she had a daughter. That's a daughter. Her and a daughter. And she had a lot of guests out there. And that house got 365 rooms in. You never read any paper about the Vanderbilt?
I don't know, Missy. Good. I don't remember anything like that.
This house sits way off to, say, about 3 miles from the village. And you go out there, and it's the beautifulest place you ever saw.
I bet.
Oh, they have blue spruce pines and...
Yeah.
And all kind of bushes and all kind of things. It's just beautiful. But, so you had to cook, so Miss... The housekeeper asked me, she brought her menu downstairs and asked me, now, she said, Bessie, do you think you could fix this? I said, well, I think so. I just told her I think so. And I had to, and she said, lunch day for lunch, the first day, she had swabs on toast. And string beans, shoestring. And then the little beets, little tiny beets, you have them whole, don't cut them at all. Just have gold on a plate, in a dish. And when you put the vegetables on the dish, you can't put your hand on the silver because it'll spot it up. It's silver that you can't use with your hands, you know. When you get ready to put them, put your things on, you have to put gloves on.
Oh.
To keep it from spotting, you see. And that day, that was for lunch that day. And we had rum ice cream. And you mold it. You put it in a mold. After you make the cream, you put it in a mold, like a duck, a swan, or anything. And it's any kind of mold you want, you put it in. And then you let it stand until you get ready to take it out. Then when you get ready to take it out, you just take it up and just run a little warm water over it. Then it come right out, out there just like that. Come out with the whole swan on it, you see. Just the shape of a swan. And so when she said to me, she come downstairs, she said, Bessie, she said, who you been cooking for? Oh, I said, not anybody in particular. She said, well, I tell you. She said, you know, said, you can cook better than Miss Howard. That was her cook.
Why, Miss Bessie?
She told me I could cook better than her in her cook.
Well, what do you know?
Now, she's paying Miss Howard a big fortune, you know, for cooking.
Yes.
And you know those Swedish people and those English people all like, you know what I mean? They can do all kind of fancy work, you know, in cooking. You know what I mean? On the dish and how to dress them up and how to fix them. But she say, I'm telling you, see, I sent Miss Howard to school to learn how to cook. And she said, you can beat her cooking.
Isn't
that right? I ain't been no cooking school in my life.
You never? Never?
No, I never been no cooking school.
Yeah.
But I can just do it.
Yeah.
Now, if I got to get out and cook, just do real cooking, I can cook it. Don't make no difference what it is, I can cook it.
Yeah.
Well, she told me I could beat Miss Howard.
Yeah.
Because she said the dinner was so good. You see, those Swedish people and things like that, when they cook, they don't season up this stuff.
Yeah.
You see, they just cook it, put it on a platter.
Hmm.
But you see, if you want something taste good, you got to season it, you know?
Yeah.
Season it just right.
Yeah.
I had plenty of butter and everything like that. They do what I want to do. And I was, those swabs, I had them. Had the nicest brown gravy that they put over, you know. And then I used to garnish them with parsley. Put the parsley on the end of the dish like this and this way. Then chop it real fine and sprinkle it all over it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be pretty, it's the prettiest thing you ever seen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And she told me, she said, well, you can beat Miss Howard. And I sent her to school.
Well, now, Bessie, you got her told, too, I'll bet you.
Yeah, I did. After I had been in school in my life. No, I haven't had no cooking school.
Yeah. Well, now, you straightened her out once or twice while you were there.
That's right. Yes.
What did you straighten her out at?
Well, at the cooking, what I was doing. So, I just told her, when you send your menu downstairs, I said, that's all you got to do. Just send it down to me.
Yeah.
I said, and Mrs. Howard bring it down, and she'd give it to me. I'd look at it and see what it'll be cooked. And when I get ready to cook it, I fix it just like it ought to be fixed.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I can fix it.
Yeah.
I don't do no cooking now.
Well, you got that. When did you start doing that, Bessie? Just telling people how to do them.
When I start to work.
Yeah.
When I start to work, you know. When I start to work for anybody, I always tell them just what's what, you see.
I know you.
Now, I used to cook, before I come down here, I was cooking for the Count, you know, of Italy.
Yeah.
And, so, of course, they cook all that old Italian stuff, you know, like that. But, so I didn't cook it. I can cook it, but I just didn't, you know, fix it every day. And so I fixed everything for just fix everything. Sometimes he'd have a party there, and he'd want hors d'oeuvres and things like that for cocktails. And I'd make all my hors d'oeuvres, and I'd fix up everything. And he'd make the cocktails and serve them. Then after the cocktail, we served it up. Used to have some high-class lady used to come in there for dinner, or come in there for cocktails or something like that in the bar.
Oh.
She don't have one in there could make hors d'oeuvres. They didn't know how.
Oh.
You didn't know how to make an hors d'oeuvre. And Mabel been cooking it for years. And Carrie, all of them. None of one didn't know how to make hors d'oeuvre. Miss Rogers said, "Bessie, can you make hors d'oeuvres?" I said, "I guess I can." She said, "Well, you make some hors d'oeuvres for these three ladies in there, because they want something. They want a drink and they want hors d'oeuvres." You see, I got my stuff all ready. I take sardines, mash them up real fine, and put the oil in them, and a little mayonnaise, and a little Worcestershire sauce. See, that gives them a flavor, you see, that Worcestershire. Then I take my bread and cut it like finger strips, and I'd make cheese and pimento. I'd put them together. Then I'd have some what they call liver. Take the chicken livers and mash them up and season them and strain them out and make that kind of hors d'oeuvres, you see. I would make the same kind, make them all different. Everyone would be different on the plate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone would be different. Then I'd take hard-boiled eggs and boil them. Take them out and stuff them. Put olives and anchovies and stuff like that in it, you know, and then stuff them back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I don't know how to make anything more. Most anything in cooking.
And you didn't have to go to school to learn it?
No.
Well, how in the world did you learn it?
I just learned it. It was in my head, you see.
Yeah.
It was in, I was just born like that, you see. That's right. I was born just like that.
Yeah. So that, it never was any great effort to you?
No.
Yeah. You like to do it?
Yeah, I just like to do it.
Yeah.
And don't come hard with me.
Yeah.
No, it don't come hard with me doing cooking like that.
Yeah.
Any kind of cooking, mostly. It doesn't do it. Uh-huh. Go hard with me, because some people...
Don't worry.
Well, I can't do it, you know, then it's a tire.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do it, well, I guess I was born like that. See, my mother was a good cook. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother was, too. I guess I inherited from them.
Oh, really? I don't know that I heard you say that. Your mother and your grandmother.
My mother and my grandmother.
could cook.
Yeah, they were cooks. They were good cooks.
Well, now, you said your mother cooked over here at the Carolina House.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. My grandmother cooked up the country where we come from.
Well, and you learned from them.
Well, I said, I guess it's inherited. Because, I never stood and watched them how to cook or nothing like that. Because I was a child.
Yeah.
I never stood and looked at them how to cook anything, you see.
Yeah.
But after I got up so I could master it, or I could do it.
I just don't understand how you could do that.
Well, I guess I guess that was my talent, I reckon.
Yeah.
The truth, I just love to do it.
Look at that, he's going downhill, Bessie.
Yeah.
His head lower than the rest of it.
He's leaving his basket, and I put it on that settee.
Oh.
And he gets up there and sleeps, and I put that chair in front of it so the light won't be so bright on him.
Oh.
He'll lay up there and sleep.
I guess he would. He'd be glad to.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, you order the grown folks around, and you spoil the children.
Mm-hmm.
And your pets.
Yeah.
You didn't have pets and all when you was off.
Oh, no. You're trying to fool with them.
No. Oh, it takes time to fool with all them pets.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See, now I haven't got any over there. I don't want to fool with them. Enough to do without that.
Is that true?
And them cows up there right now, they're waiting for me.
You ain't going there tonight.
I got to go in there and let them out.
Oh.
They're there in the corral.
Oh, I see.
Cass is up there. I fed them a little bit. I got a creep there for them.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to milk one of them out. She's sore on one side. And she won't let the calf suck. The calf would suck if she'd let him.
But the kid is so.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what you do. You get some camphorated oil.
Yeah.
And you just rub that side.
Yeah.
With camphorated oil.
Yeah.
And that'll take every bit that's on it out.
Yeah.
Sure will. Yeah, make it soft. You know, make the bag soft.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I'll do that, Bessie. I'll do that tomorrow.
Well, camphorated oil is the best thing. For you to rub it with camphorated oil, because mm-hmm. it'll take the fever out of it.
Yeah.
You see? And then it'll make it soft.
Yeah.
So that's what it'll do.
That's been the trouble, you know. It's been, you know, when they don't milk them out, they get sort of swollen.
Yes, I know they will.
And touches.
Well, you get that camphorated oil and rub the bag with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out it'll be much better.
Run them out!
Well, it's simply a remarkable tape, and this is the end of that remarkable tape. Monday, late, 12th of May, 69. This is Channel 1 over, around 7:75. Channel 1 over, around 7:75. That remarkable visit, late, with Miss Bessie, Monday, the 12th of May, 1969. I caught Buddy, James Sawyer, and Miss Bessie's. As we were coming on, I took the bread in on Friday, the 16th of May, 1969. Now, this is Buddy, the first time I ever taped Buddy. And there's a taunt right here, the very first thing. He's a meat man now, too.
Make the weed speed up.
Has he had enough to do that?
Well, if he quit now, it will make it get a move on.
What's been doing? How long have been doing this?
How long is this?
Huh?
You think about 5 o'clock?
What?
Raining.
Rain started about 5 o'clock. I was out the yard and raking up some grain. It fell on me and I run in the house.
Oh, you run in the house?
Huh?
You run in the house?
Yeah, I run in the house.
Oh, sure. Now, you're doing all right. That'll carry you a long way to run now. She's doing all right. She can run.
What are y'all, are they working you over there now these days?
Man, they're tearing me up. I can't keep enough meat cut from.
Are you keep meat cut?
I cut to, till they get somebody.
Oh, you just short a man?
No, not exactly. I just found out I could do it. He just hush up and just paid me to do it. That's what I needed the money anyhow.
Yeah.
I could do it all the time, but I wouldn't let the ones over there know I could do it because they wouldn't have done nothing at all. So I let them cut the meat and I done the other way. But after they left, then I would cut the meat and done the other way.
Well, how much cutting is it to it, James?
No, ain't much to it. Not the same. Sometimes about 300 or 400 steaks a week, maybe more, something like that.
Got to trim them and everything?
Oh, yeah. I cut them up, trim them. All they got to do is put them on the stove and let them jump.
You got to cut them?
Oh, yeah.
You got to get the thickness?
I got to fix them up.
You got a machine?
I got a saw and about 3 good knives, keep them in good shape, wag them over.
Yeah, but they got to be the right thickness, Miss Bessie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got they got a gauge on the machine where you want, thick as you want to cut them, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got a machine that helps you.
Yeah, I got a sort of gauge by, you know, gauge cutting like I want a T-bone, whatever I want to cut, ham, steak, pork chop. I got a gauge on it.
Yeah.
Cut it by.
Yeah. But you still got right smart to do and cutting up.
Oh, yeah.
Trimming it and all.
Oh, yeah, but he didn't so bad. Just like going out there hoeing a row of corn or something, think nothing about it.
You got to let it saw out for you, do
you? Oh, no. So I got the knives good and sharp.
You do that while it's still froze?
It's cut better.
Does
it? Yeah. So I don't cut it good.
How about that, Miss Bessie? He cuts it while it's still froze.
It's all right.
If it gets too soft, it don't cut good at all. Too much waste to it then.
Oh, really?
So yeah, plenty of waste when you get it too soft.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, yeah, don't cut nails good.
You need a staff yourself. You need somebody helping you over there, right,
then? No, I wanted the money. I mean, if I get somebody, that my pay will be cut a little bit. I ain't particularly about to be cutting out yet.
Well, you still got all that other business, do you? Got a police to place and keep things picked up, don't you?
Yeah, but this has a big extra on the side, and I like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, how come it fall vacant?
Well, my buddy quit and went to the watermelon season doing about a football game. And Mr. Roger gonna help me. He come out with his apron on. When he come with his apron on, I done cut up all of them, had them ready to come in the house. So he even took his apron off, so he didn't need me coming out here no more. When he come out here to help me, I done cut them all up and ready to put them inside. But he didn't know I could cut them, see? He gonna come out there and help me.
Yeah.
When he got out there, I was through. So he didn't need me coming out here. He was out in the motor here. Unless he wanted some backbone or something cut up, and I ain't there, he go cut them up or something like that.
Can you cook, too?
I don't bother that cooking. I ain't let them find out I can cook. So if they find out that, if you put out to get one of them stoves, I ain't coming.
They ain't got no men over there cooking, have they?
No, so you say I won, so he, one bad night, he walked out. And so, I guess the way it goes, I ain't bother on the stove.
Well, how does a man just manage to walk out like that and just leave the
thing? Well, in other words, he was told to do that. So that might hurt the business. He waited one of them bad nights, just went to get the blackness, walk right on out.
Why?
Went in the kitchen, sit about 10 or 15 minutes, and pull off his apron, and he ain't working no more.
And it's one of the bad nights?
Mm-hmm.
Where you had a lot of people
over
there?
Oh, yeah, it was loaded.
That's when they picked it. Mm-hmm. Picked it, didn't they?
Melvin, boy, cooking Mr. Hart. He cut it with Mr. Hart, and Mr. Hart left. And then he had his boy to quit to come over with him, but he made him done his way to a bad night to quit.
Oh.
So we reach a bad night. Just walk right on out.
Yeah. Well, that'll make Christian. That'll make a believer of you, won't it?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's what he did. Reach one of them bad nights. It was loaded, too.
Yeah.
Wait about 15 minutes and pull over there and walk out. They ain't waking no more.
Don't them cooks give you a hard time sometimes, James?
Oh, they don't bother me very much.
Hard to get along with.
No, they don't bother me. I look at one of them and laugh. They know I don't want to be bothered then. I won't say nothing. I look at them and laugh.
Yeah.
They know I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
So I get along with them all right.
If they stay long enough, you know, where you get used to them, it's all right.
Oh, yeah. I look at them and leave. I don't think
nothing. Well, who's over there now? Anybody Miss Bessie and me knows?
Well, Mary Lou and all.
Who?
Beth ought to know them all. Beth knows Mary Lou and Mary and Beth know all of them.
Henry Rackett's wife, Annette, and one of Lee Frazier's daughters, and some of May Lou's daughters tomorrow night. So on the weekend, we pick up about 3 or 4 extras.
Oh, you do? Well, now you don't have the same ones on. They don't work 7 days a week, 6 days a week.
No, so that's, we had a regular crew work all the week, see?
Yeah.
And then next day, come in and help out on the weekend, Friday night and Saturday night.
Them extras. Hmm. Yeah. Oh. Well?
They have extra waitress and everything to come in on the weekend, see?
Yeah. Does that make you want to wish you're still... They don't have that old hard pavement now, Miss Bessie, over there to stand on.
Yeah.
Hmm, we got that tile on the floor, that rubber tile.
Got that rubber tile. Mm-hmm.
That's better then.
Hmm. So really, when he widen that kitchen out, he put that stuff down there, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. But
the
Lord, when we were there,
it
sounded like bricks.
That's right.
James.
This little short visit with James is the end of Channel 1 over. On the way home, when I left the bread with Miss on Friday the 16th of May, 69.